Okay, we're ready to start? So I just want to go through the sugya that we saw today in short and lead to some halacha l'maisa, and then if we have time, we'll touch on some cases that I thought we'll talk about tomorrow. Okay, so the Gemara in Kiddushin on the Pei Aleph on the Beis has a memra over here. Going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Misachir Adam and Mimai, one is allowed to be Beichud with his mother. The Gemara says, Omer of Yudam Ravasi, Misachir Adam and Machoisoi, Vidar im Imai ben Bitan. One could be Misachir with his sister, and Dar and live with his mother and his daughter. Ki Omer Kamed Shmuel Omer, Osel Misachir im Kolarayish, Vitayva Filim Behema. So we have here Machlekes. We have Machlekes Benigeya, one sister. In Benigeya, one sister, we have here Machlekes in the Gemara. According to Shmuel, it's Asa to have Yichud with a sister. According to Rav Asi, it's Mutter. And even according to Rav Asi, that's Mater, the Gemara seems to allude to a difference between Misyached and Dar. Misyached is Mutter and Dar is Aser. And Rashi explains, what does mean Misyached? Lifrakim. At times. So what does that mean? Rashi says Lifrakim, and they use the lashon of Dar means Tamin. To live with the other person. Together. So the Gemara says that to live with Ladur and Machaisa is Aser, what the Gemara means is that if his Das is Ladur with her, then it's Aser. Mashenkin with his mother or with his daughter, it's Mutzat even Ladur. And Rashi explains what's the difference. The Latakif Yitzri Alayhu, the Ahanu Bey, we take a look at the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin tells us something very interesting. Anshe Knesset Agdaila asked Rachamim, the Anshe Knesset Agdaila asked for Rachamim. Here. Sit right here. I have to give some patch. Come. Okay. So the Anshe Gedolah asks, where are you going to sit?
I have a seat right here.
There's another seat right here. Okay. The Anshe Gedolah asks Rachamim, Ayitzra da Avera. So Rashi explains what Yetzer Hara did they ask Rachamim from? So Rashi says, from the Avera of Arayas, that they wanted to destroy and get rid of the Yetzer Hara of Arayas. And the Gemara says that they grabbed him, they blinded his eyes, and it helped that there shouldn't be a draw to Kreiva Seha. So Rashi explains, what does that mean? Rashi in Sanhedrin says that shouldn't be drawn to the Kreiva Seha. Says, the Le'igra b'Kreivase b'imayo v'achoysoi, with his mother and his sister, Avamizgaru b'eshes ishu b'nida. But eshes ishu b'nida is still a draw to it. So it's before over here that and this is what Rashi is pointing out, that because of this, there's a heter to be beyichud with his sister. Now, according to Rashi, the heter with his sister is based on this Gemara of Anshe Knesset Daila. So why were they only matter a sister? They should be matter also other chayvei krisis that are because of relatives, like the sister of his father, the sister of his mother, and we're going to get back to that. We'll see the Tosfos Rosh. It's a different question was mentioned here. Tosfos Rosh is bothered with the question of that, and the Pnei Shua and others, how could the Rabbanan come along and be matter Yichud because of a Svara when the Torah asked Yichud with all our rayas like we learned? So they give different truths to that. Now, when we take a look at the Rambam in Perek Chof Beis, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam tells us, Osel Siachinim Ervim in Arayis, Bein Zekeno, Bein Yalda, Shadav Zed Goyim Legala Serfo. We spoke about that, according to the Rambam, the Issa Yichud is because of Archoka, because it's Goyim to Erva. Chutz Me Aim in Bino, Va'av in Bitoi, Va'balim in Shleinida. And he leaves out Achaisai. The Rambam doesn't mention Achaisai. And it would seem that the Rambam seems to be paskening, like the Shita in the Gemara, that Achayse is Aser. Now, the Rosh, in Simcha Chavdala, paskens like Rav Asi, and that's the way many Rishonim paskim, and that's the way the Achayim paskim, the Chachma Sodom, and the Minig is to be Matir by Achayse. Now, we pasken like Rav Asi, that Achayse is Mutta. But the question is, back to the Gemara that's making a chilik between Yichud and Lodur, what is the difference between Yichud and Lodur? So we mentioned Rashi. Rashi is used as a Lashon Leprakim and Tamid. But how do we define that? What's the difference?
Is the sister married or single?
It's even if she's married. Makes no difference.
Because in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam talks about Amnon and Tamar.
Right.
And also, that was a sister, no?
No, in that case, it was a sister, actually. You're right.
So that's not.
But.
Related to the Hara?
It's related to the Hara. Yeah, but could be. Yeah, I hear. So, what's the difference between Mesiachet and. So, comes along the. If you take a look at the Rosh, Rav Moshe, in the Tshuva Korah, Piskei Rosh. Right, the Piskei Rosh, which was written by the Torah. Says Mesiachid Adam Machoise Lefisha for a time period. Vidar Afilu Bekeva Im Imoy. There's a difference between Lefisha and Kviyas. Still unclear. That's Lashon the Beis Shmuel. Comes on the Imre Yosher. And the Imre Yosher, the Tshuva is Imre Yosher for Amei Arik, which I quoted the Tshuva here in the Maram and Kaimis. He says that the difference is whether it's 30 days or less than 30 days. And he brings rais from the Gemara Brachis, but that lefrakim means 30 days. And therefore will come out, according to this, and there are places in the Paschal like this, that it's totally in 30 days. However, Rav Moshe, in his tshuva, he learns that in the tshuva over here, what's considered man echshav dirim machoisoi, he quotes this share of 30 days, and he's matzchit. He says not a riot. And he goes on that the chilik between prokim and tamid is not totally in the number of days. Not totally in the number of days. Totally in the situation. If the situation is classified among people as visiting or as living, how do people see this? Right? Coming, let's say, sometimes you have coming from Eretz Yisrael for a week or two, a brother and sister, is that visiting? Perhaps everyone knows they came from Eretz Yisrael, so of course that's called visiting. Maybe going from Flatbush to Barabak, it looks like they moved in. So then it could be even less than 30 days, perhaps. It could be 2 to 3 days or more. What's normal for people to visit? That's what that it should be nickered to the people that the length of the time stayed was only a visit. And Rav Moshe writes, if there's a suffix, the chumra, because it's a suffix of Yisuffik Yediyah. So Rav Moshe goes on, that's one point that Rav Moshe makes, that the shir of the prakim and the tamid is based on the situation. Another point Rav Moshe makes over here is, he says if the parents go away and they're leaving the children at home. They're leaving the children at home. They're leaving a son. What?
Only a boy and a girl.
That's what I'm about to say. If you give me a chance again. If they're leaving one son and one daughter at home, right? Which is a brother and sister. But if you leave, right? He's not talking about where you're leaving. Two brothers with a sister or two sisters with one brother. Over there we'll use any kula that we could to be matir. But if there's one son and one daughter, so even though they're brothers and sisters, the Moshe says it depends how people are going to view this. Now it could be if they're being left in their own house, then of course people know this is where they live, so they could be there long term for many days. But if they're going to be moving into another house, the brothers and sisters, so again, that's the way he views this. That's what comes out from Rav Moshe. So that's the halacha lemaisa, and that's what we put on the sheet today. That by brother and sister, where is it? Brother and sister, we said, is they may not live together in the same house for a period of time, or they're right together, but that's together. It depends on how it's viewed. Now,
everyone holds mutter, no one's going to hold the Rambam.
Right. That's right. That is correct. Now comes along the Rishash, and the Rishash has a question over here. The Rishash is bothered with Rashi, that according to Rashi, that says that the reason why there's no yichud by a sister, or this quasi, I want, let me add another point. Why is it that with your mother and your sister, I'm sorry, mother and daughter, why is it that with your mother and your daughter, you're allowed to be dar, and with a sister only lefrakim? If the Gemara says that the mevatel the yitzhara, and Rashi says imay v'achaysay, so it's before in the mefarshim that imay there was never taiva for. There was never a real taiva for imay b'tzad teva. And therefore we could let them live, a mother, a daughter could live together, they could be dar together. But achaysay, there was a taiva. And we needed the anshekinesis daughter to be mevatel that taiva. So they were mevatel what existed, and kubi was not completely batel. So that's why we make a chilik between lefrakim and tamid. Now says the Rishash, but if you take a look at Rashi in the Gemara, it talks about other relatives also, right? What about an aunt, a daughter-in-law, a mother-in-law, other relatives? Are we going to say that just like Dan Shekinesi Dela was mevatel for your sister, so too for other arayis that are brought down that they were mevatel, or maybe it's only your sister alone? The Rishash actually says, who had in shakrei voice and a picked sister as a chiddush to say that even though she's your sister, you're not allowed to be lodder with her. But be'etzim, who had in shakrei voice, which krei voice? So pashtus means first degree relationships. The Imre Yosher in that shuv over there, the Imre Yosher says v'adava mavil, it's a pella. Shabada b'libay heter kizeh, that he came up with such a heter. Says the makar of the heter b'achoyse is from the Rosh that paskin like Rav Asi, and the Rosh himself is mevor that's aser to misyachi with arayis, and that's why it's born in Eben Ezer. That only achoyse, right? The Beis Shmuel brings the Rosh to be matter, but other arayis should be aser. Now Rav Moshe in Eben Ezer Chelik Dalet Samach Dalet Ois Aleph, he seems to go like the Rishash, and he adds on your father's sister and your mother's sister. He says he makes that chilik, not relatives that come through kiddushin, right? Like a mother-in-law or a daughter-in-law, but a aunt or from your father's sister, your father's mother, that he would rely on. And the Igros Moshe says that this is not only by Jews, it's also by Goyim. It's Negeya to Gerim, Rav Moshe talks about. You have a Ger. A Ger was this Geyer. And now the question is, could be Misyachi with his mother? Shaila came up last week. By me. So the question is, says Rav Moshe will be Mutzah. There are many Paiskim that argue with this Igros Moshe. Many Paiskim that disagree with this Igros Moshe. And there'll be machmer in these cases. They'll look for kulas. They will look for as many kulas as possible, but they'll argue with it. However, many bison will at least use the Igros Moshe as a sniff, and therefore use other kulas. But we're going with Rav Moshe's mahalach in this share, and therefore Rav Moshe will come out that by a father's sister and his mother's sister has the same din as achoysai, which is that there's a het to yichud, but to live together in the same house for a period of time, that's going to be usher. But the same gather.
Father's brother's wife not, because that's through marriage.
That's right. Through marriage not. That's why I said father's sister and mother's sister. Okay. Daughter-in-law, mother-in-law, or any of those other examples, that's usher. Okay, now we have, what about adopted? And this comes up because when people adopt, they don't want to tell the children that they're adopted children. There's always that one child who thinks he's adopted. Yeah. But
yeah. I'm you, right?
Oh, all of you. See, we got it. Okay, so what about adopted children? So Rav Moshe over here in Eben Ezra, Chelidal Sim Samach Dalit, Ice Base. So he over there goes on. He says that he brings a raya from a Gemara, and he says we see from the Gemara that a stepdaughter is raised in a family, and people don't realize that she's a stepdaughter, and therefore she can't marry his son. Right? The Gemara is talking about the stepdaughter marrying the son. So he says it must be that how's that possible that people will think that it's a brother or sister getting married? It must be that they're meant to be yichud. Obviously, if they'll be yichud, so therefore Amisha wants to bring a raya that they'll be muta, that's muta be yichud. He says, "V'doichik loy madari b'isha varyin l'isa yichud." Says. However, Moshe says that this is only as long as the parents are still married to each other. The parents are still married. No, I'm sorry. No. Mistake. That's by
stepchild.
That's by stepchild. Right. So I'm sorry. By adopted. I'm sorry. So Moshe says the difference by adopted. I'm sorry. I read the wrong one. By adopted, he says. He goes on to, that's the first part of base. Yeah. First part of base. He says, B'misha megadol yosemi yisayma, which is a mitzvah gedayla to do so, and many people that weren't zeichet, the children do it, and they don't want to tell the children all that. So he says, Avadim kavanasu legalis kishi yigdul lulek isbizal. Yeshnam legalis komashi yoidim gam shem iman fine. He says over here that, Vayichru Yaisu Mukshim Echibim Nisha, it turned the page. He comes out that Yichru will be Mutter. Yichru will be Mutter because since this child grew up with this mother or with this father, so there's a natural feeling for each other that naturally they don't have a taiva for each other. Because they're brought up by him, and see, I confused you before. I'm sorry. What I mentioned before was talking about a stepdaughter is what he brings right from the Gemara over there. That a stepdaughter will be mutter, be yichud. And he says that that's as long as the parents are still married. If they got divorced or one passed away, you're not going to have the heter anymore over there. By adopted, he says the svara that if you adopted them when they were young, and this mother brought up this son, so then we're going to say that they're mutter be yichud. That's what he says. And I'll tell you a story. The Maisa. What?
Foster is the same as adopting?
Yeah, same thing. And I'll tell you like this. There's a Tshuva Sitz Eliezer which has many studim to be makel if the child was adopted young in Yichud and also Negia. There's a letter that Rav Fried from Dallas has from Shlem Zalman, where he's actually writing against the Lubavitcher Rebbe, where Shlem Zalman was being matir. I heard from a forest in Chicago that there's a person, his name is Avram Wolfson, who was at the age of 14, and Rav Moshe was matir for him Yichud and Negia. And there's also another truth from Rav Moshe, which wasn't printed, I have a copy of it here, that there was also Mekel on it. So Rav Moshe was Mekel in this case of adopted children or stepchildren, both stepmother and things like that, stepmother. Okay, now. About what?
Hugging and kissing.
So hugging and kissing, that already, Rav Moshe seems to say that that's more chamadik, and therefore when they get older, one should.
Old means after 13?
Yeah, at an older age. Older age.
Depends if it's boys or girls, the age.
It could be, yeah. Even though there are makaris that there were those that were makel again for children that grew up with these parents to be makel also negir, the Chaznish was very strong against it. He held that Tzmar Mashiach Val Yav on it, which we didn't discuss if there's Yarg Val Yav or not here also. Right. So Chibik Menishuk, in a way, could be a little more gulig, but it's more chamadik. It has to be discussed separately. I just wanted to mention that there are a lot of shalas that come up, benigeya, let's say cameras or government regulations that create a mirtas. And is that enough or not? So I put down here a few marmakaimis about that, which I didn't bring in, as I thought we were going to see it tomorrow. There's a chachmas adam and it's tezayin, and there's a mesaris maisha, two mesaris maishas that talk about it. There's the igris maisha when he's talking about it, yordesim peibes, where he's talking about a doctor in an office, which this is where it comes up also. Do we put that tshuva in here? Yeah, Ariel? What? Oh, yeah, it's this page here.
What page?
Here's a different one, I'm sorry, there's a different one. But there's on 61, there's a tshuva here, pay base. But there's a few tshuvas where he talks about, let's say, a doctor who's asik b'mumunasai, and over here, this Chuvan pay base, he's talking about going in a taxi. Isha shetzrich lisa la mikvah b'taxi le'er acheres, if she could travel alone. You see, he says at the end, he says, v'gam yesh lecheskes le'mora umnasai, d'b'shvil parnasasai, avshu nachri, yiyori melasis shum dov la'anoshim anoisis imoi. Chim she'is yichon ma'amish leka, sh'nasei v'derach sh'oivim rabim, yichoy lismech alzeb shasadchak, v'loy levato tvilasa. Which, based on these makairis, we do find that mirtas will play a role in being matter in situations where we need to come onto it. Again, you have to ask a shayla, and many times different therapists where it has to be kept private, and different situations where you cannot have a camera in there and things like that. Now, benigay cameras itself. If it's a camera which is just there to record in case something will happen, we'll look back to see what happened, but no one's actually looking at it, then people will take the risk. The people are not scared of that, and therefore that will not help. If it's a camera set up that there's someone, his wife or someone else, that does look at it, not that they could look at it, but they actually look at it from time to time, then that's enough to rely on a camera. I actually heard recently, I was at a convention, conference, whatever it is, and it was a Kashas convention, and there was someone who was brought in there from one of these camera companies. And he was saying over how they have nowadays, it could be used for yichud, it could be used for kashrus, it could be used for all different things, but they have cameras that they could set it up to mamish, to pick up on any movement which is not proper, and it sends an alert.
That's amazing.
They showed us on films of elevators and buildings in the Bronx. That's where they have these things set up, where a guy will walk into the elevator and touch someone or bring something into the elevator which didn't look proper, and it picks it up and sends a message. So if you get one of those,
they're rushing my
Tomo has it in the dorm.
Yeah. Tomo,
so if you're in the elevator,
it's not a joke,
they
once did.
Right.
What?
If you're in the elevator with your wife,
right.
It's just a nuah.
Correct. Zakopanim.
Sounds like China.
Except in China, you can get away with a lie.
Right.
You can just lie and deny it, and it'll be fine.
In China?
In China. No, isn't everything lying there? At least in the cautious world there.
Oh, so. I'm not saying cautious.
No, I'm saying the
like
way they live.
Communism.
Also. Yeah, communism. Okay. So that's been gay there. We have also another heter, which again, I'm mentioning this heter, but it has to be used properly. Has to be used properly, and only if you get a heter to use it. It's based on a Chofetz Chaim, and other Maram Mekayim. We didn't see the sugi inside. Did we see Bayis Tefnim, Bayis Techutz? You saw that Gemara? You saw a little. Okay. So based on that Gemara, there's also a tzad to be matir if you're on two different floors. He's on one floor, she's on another floor, and another step further than that is if they're in two different rooms on the same floor, but one of them locked the door.
Makes a difference which one?
No. Based on the Sfar, we said yesterday that they're not in a matzav of yichud. When a chush that they'll make, and even if he'll have to use the bathroom or wash his hands, so he just leaves to go to the bathroom and goes back, that would be mutter. But again, this is a heter which has to be judged when you want to use it and when you could use it. What time is it?
I see so. You only have a few uses?
Yeah.
It's like
what is
three lives in your own.
Depends on your own. Okay, now, any other questions?
So if you have an office building.
Yeah.
And
this is a practical shop or something.
Fine.
It's not, and at night there aren't that many people around.
Right.
So you're home and you're working late. And let's say there's a two-person cleaning crew, both female.
Right.
Or all in the opposite side of the floor, or you can't even see there's a lady.
So like this.
That's not together.
So either you have a camera and have someone look at the camera. Or, in that case, the cleaning crew is coming into your thing.
Every office.
They're going in every office.
And sometimes security walks through the floor just to check.
Security at any moment can come into the office where you are.
They can walk in, you're right, but they have to knock and wait for you to open the door, no? Do they? If it's a glass window, that's not
wrong. No, we're not talking about a man and woman in one
office.
You're talking about a floor that has 30 offices on it.
Right.
And one is a man, one is a woman, and they move it. That's it.
So then I would tell you this eitzah to lock the door. A night when people are not walking around, I'm saying enough to make it like during the day that people come back and forth. That's all right.
No, I think it's always.